I'm Tanzina Vega. Welcome back to The Takeaway. The past few months have been defined by mass protests around the world. This weekend in Hong Kong, for example, demonstrators took to the streets for the 17th straight week, timing their activism with the 70th anniversary of Communist Party rule in China. And in Egypt, state police dispersed massive crowds demanding the ouster of authoritarian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. And in a story that's drawn less global media attention, thousands have been demonstrating in Indonesia this month, and the proposed sweeping legislation they argue would infringe on civil liberties. These are the largest protests the country has seen since the movement that toppled the country's dictator 20 years ago. So far, dozens have died in the West Papua province alone since protests started, and more than 200 people have been arrested by Indonesian security forces. Protests began after the Indonesian parliament proposed radical changes to the country's criminal code, which would place strict limits on an independent anti-corruption body. The protesters say they have a list of 7 demands, including calling for the government to pull police forces out of West Papua. Joining us by Skype is Febriana Ferdous, an Indonesian independent journalist. Febriana, thanks for being with The Takeaway.
Thank you, Tanzina.
Can you tell us, there are two different protests happening right now in the country. Tell us what those are. How are they different?
Yeah, there are two large demonstration and protest in Indonesia right now. The first one is the National Student Protest Movement across the country from Aceh to West Papua. One of the main issues is the weakening of the anti-corruption body, because our parliament has allowed that will make the anti-corruption body more weak than before. And the president approved this law. That's why everyone took the street right now. But that's only one point of the demands. The other demand is about the criminal code that will criminalize abortion, for example, same-sex marriage or sex outside marriage. And the other is about the government to withdraw the troops in West Papua. The protests start in August 19, but also until today. And if I'm not mistaken, like until today, that this deadly protest caused 40 civilians being killed. But this is like the deadliest ever since 20 years ago.
The President Joko Widodo, what's his track record been like as president?
The problem that he is very popular. This is a person that everyone knows in international community as a nice person, a nice guy. He is not coming from the military background, for example. So everyone like put a hope on him. Remember that Jokowi was in a cover of Time magazine in 2014, and the Time magazine credited him as a new hope. But right now it's different because he has been surrounded by like 10 military generals. So his approach to any case, it's close to like how military general handle any event in Indonesia right now.
Febriana, is there any chance that President Widodo might back down to what the protesters are asking for?
The problem, there is one general who is very powerful. His name is Wiranto. He has been in a power since Suharto. Even when Suharto fall, he is still in a power. This guy who also like has indicted by the UN for the crime against humanity in Timor-Leste in 1998. Even if we all stand behind Jokowi, the military, this general named Wiranto, it's gained more power since 20 years ago until today. So I'm very pessimistic right now. How can a civil president like Jokowi independent?
Febriana, this is bringing up lots of issues dating back to Indonesia's colonial past. I'm wondering if you could tell us, what role did Western powers play in laying the groundwork for what we're seeing today?
No, we are very close with the USA until today. Even Jokowi right now is a very, very close with the USA. And it affects the West Papua because some of the business interests of the USA and other Western countries right now are in West Papua. For example, the biggest gold mining company is in Timika, West Papua. And then one of the big, gas and oil company, BP Tangguh, it is in Bintuni Bay right now. So if we talk the history about Western countries, why Indonesia is important, it's also because we have West Papua and its rich natural resources.
Fabriana, where does the student protest movement go from here?
They still want to continue the protest until the government, until the president issue a letter to cancel the law. So if the president issue that letter, then perhaps the student will open the dialogue about the other revised law that will pass by the parliament. So the main issue is that anti-corruption law that already passed by the parliament and approved by the president. That's really like the thing that the student don't want to bargain with the president. That's why they refuse to have dialogue until the president signed that letter. He promised to sign the letter, but until today, I didn't hear anything from the police that they are going to sign any letter on to cancel or to annul the law.
Fabriana Firdaus is an Indonesian independent journalist. Fabriana, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.